When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, joining us every Wednesday at 4. It's our friend Brian Baldinger. Baldy's Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, how are we feeling?
I feel fantastic, guys.
We're good too, man.
Pretty good, brother.
We're pretty good. Pretty good. So we heard Lane Johnson say after the game that Roquan Smith was calling out a lot of their plays during the Eagles-Ravens game. We also talked to Jordan Mailata, who mentioned that in the first quarter, they were doing things, the Ravens were doing things that made it tougher for them to block the way that they were, that they had been blocking previously, that sort of frustrated them a little bit. Is there a worry in your mind, given that there's not a ton of diversity in their offense and they're so run heavy, that this is an offense that will eventually stall potentially in the playoffs?
I've seen that before, where the opponent calls out plays that you run, and they did it last year to the Eagles repeatedly. You heard from around the league, but I mean, I could draw up this run game of the Eagles in 5 minutes. It's not complicated. I mean, the same play that Saquon ran for a touchdown in the fourth quarter, 25 yards, Jalen ran the exact same play himself, the play before, for 11 yards. Like it's not really, I mean, you just have to stop it, and teams haven't been able to stop it. So I don't think there was a big concern. You'll have, 17 games to take to study and figure out how to stop it. We, Baltimore is about as talented up front as there is in trying to stop, a run game. And they had a hard time stopping it, especially in the second half. So I guess it's a concern. You want to kind of try to evolve and find new wrinkles and things that teams have to prepare for. And it's the time to do that. I don't think they have to just run the same five run plays over and over again. I think there's some wrinkles that you can add to it to diversify a little bit.
I guess the concern be concern being if they don't have to, if there's less for the other team to prepare for, they have a better chance of stopping it. I think in the most simple way of saying it.
Yeah. I mean, look, they have the best offensive line in football. I mean, they're leaning on that right now. And they've got, a candidate to be the MVP of this whole league, handing it off to it. And you've got a quarterback that's not turning the ball over. I mean, it's a pretty good formula. So you kind of say, like, you don't really need to screw this up. They're running it 57 or 58% of the time. I haven't seen this since Rex Ryan was coaching the Jets, like this type of imbalance right now. But it's good for the Eagles. So, like, the shift in this league is real. Okay, we're going to run heavy league, and the teams that are running it right now are winning. Detroit's running it more than they throw it. Washington is. Minnesota is at that spot right now. Yeah. Like, there's a real emphasis on it right now. I don't see a whole lot of teams. Like, the Rams are a good defense. They looked helpless to stop the run, 2 weeks ago in L.A. So they'll get tested. I mean, Pittsburgh will give them a good test, in a few weeks. Washington will give them a pretty good test up front. So they'll get tested and find out if it's good enough to go deep into the playoffs with it.
Baldy, I look at this team, and obviously the offense gets a lot of attention. You just mentioned Saquon and what he's been doing all year, and hopefully he can win that MVP and rush for 2,000 yards. And they deserve all that attention. I look at the defensive side of this ball team, Baldy, and, man, I'm so thoroughly impressed with what they've been doing and how they've been able to sustain this. Talk a little bit about the complementary football this team is playing, because when you look at the offense playing a ball possession or time of possession, ball control offense, you really can only do that if you have a defense that's not giving up points also. So I think the way we're playing defense allows us to stick with the way we're playing offense as well.
Well, it's rare in today's game that you ever say anything that I'm going to say right now. Mm. They are a great tackling team. Mm. Like, I mean, you know, it doesn't even fit in today's game where teams are great tackling teams. Like, but great tackling team. And part of it is they are not blowing assignments. And so they know where their leverage is. They know where their help is. They know what gap they're supposed to be in. The two rookies are great tacklers in the open field. We saw examples of it throughout the game on Sunday night. You know, the linebacking core has been fixed. They're excellent, though, at it.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, I don't know how Jalen Carter does it. Like, he's playing every single snap in these games. Like, no defensive line. Maybe Max Crosby at end is.
It's unheard of. Yeah.
Playing every snap. He's playing every snap right now. And I'd be a little bit concerned that he might wear out. He doesn't look like it. He does look exhausted at the end of these games. But I try to give that guy a blow here or there, you know, coming down the stretch right now.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how much longer he can keep it up, but I love the fact that he's willing to do it. He's out there. He's not taking plays off. Man, he has truly become already the best player on that side of the football. But this is leadership stuff that I'm seeing from Jalen Carter that he's doing this year, and that bodes well for the future. Let me talk about his defensive tackle mate and what he did in that game Sunday against Baltimore. I thought it was Jordan Davis' best game of the season, Baldy. How'd you look at the way Jordan Davis played Sunday night?
Well, he clogs things up in the middle, and that's where they want to attack you. They want to attack you in the middle, and he's going up against a guy that, you know, Patrick McCarr, he probably outweighs him by 80 pounds. you know, it's physically, it's a mismatch, and so he took advantage of it. I mean, Patrick McCarr is, like, he's in there at guard because they obviously don't have anybody better right now or healthier. But he's really a piano man. He's really just a backup player. But, you know, look, I mean, that doesn't matter. I mean, the Ravens came in with a pretty potent rushing attack, and I thought Jordan did play well, Ike. I mean, I saw what you saw. And, you know, it's good. I think there's a lot of peer pressure right now to pick up your game, to play hard,
yes,
to play to the whistle, to, you know, effort to the ball. I mean, because you don't want to be that guy that Vic Fangio is calling out in the meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
We're not showing effort or technique or, you know, so I think part of that is, but all good defensive players that want to turn their careers around, peer pressure is probably the biggest driving force there.
Yep.
How do you think they, you know, it was more Nolan Smith snaps without Brandon Graham. Jalix Hunt got in there too. How do you think they did replacing BG?
Nolan's coming alive, man. He's coming alive. Like, he's more than just a guy that's got, you know, a quick twitch to him. Like, he's getting to the ball. He put a hit on Derrick Henry the other day. I thought he broke him in half. In fact, he was about as slow as you see Derrick Henry getting up off the ground. Like, he really put his buck right into his rib cage on that shot. He buckled him good. He's showing up now.
Yep.
Nolan's coming around. I mean, it's taking these guys some time, and, you know, they started Bryce Huff to start the season. That didn't work out. You know, it gave Nolan Smith a chance to go play, and now he's taking advantage of it. And he's kind of figuring it out. He's involved out there. He's not a liability. He's not a weakness right now.
So we have the Panthers on Sunday. I think Eagles are 12-point favorites or something like that. But they have been playing well. Last few games have all been decided by a field goal. Is there anything to worry about? Like, when you watch the Panthers, is this just the luck of the draw that they've been better? Are they actually better? And is this a team that could put a scare into the Eagles on Sunday?
I don't think they're going to put a scare, but, I mean, they should have beaten Tampa the other day. And we know what Tampa did to the Eagles. But, you know, they have been playing better. The quarterback has played better since he came in there and took over. They had a two-game streak going, and then they lost by a field goal to Kansas City. You know, they took Tampa to overtime last week. They could have won it in regulation. They intercepted Baker twice in the second half. Mm-hmm. They had trouble, obviously. When you look at Bucky Irving, a kid ran right through the defense in the second half, and they didn't look particularly well-suited to stop it. And so I would think that Saquon could be licking his chops when you look at the run defense. But Adam Thielen's back in the lineup. He makes a difference. He got a couple places to go with the ball. Chuba Hubbard has been a quality back for much of this year, at least the first half. He was a third leading rusher in this league. And they got a good offensive line. Like, I think if you want to watch a game within a game, watch Robert Hunt, the right guard against Jalen Carter. I think that's going to be a fun matchup to watch in this game.
All right, Baldy. Well, I can tell you this. After when we got to that that bye week after that Tampa game, none of us saw eight straight wins and this Eagles team coming. So it's been a lot of fun to watch over here. Hopefully they keep it up. We appreciate you as always.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Baldy.
There he is, Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, hosts the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Very disappointed for Hellman's that they don't get the triple-decker mayonnaise sandwich with Ike.
It would have been a great marketing opportunity.
I really wanted.
And you know me, I can be bought.
Yes.
No problem at all.
Well, you know, for me, I'm disappointed the Phillies didn't get Juan Soto, but I think we all know my favorite team is the afternoon show, and I'm always looking at this. This is my, people say, what's your number one team? Is it Phillies, Eagles? Nah, my number one team is this right here, and the idea of me having to get that stupid tattoo of Jack, of us having to bully.
You had already bought into everything. Oh, yeah. Yes. You were ready to go.
Well, I'm imagining when we have to take Jill to dinner with Jack, where we explain to Jill.
Yeah. I have to be Juan.
We're setting up a GoFundMe. It's going to pay for maybe almost his first year of college. Yeah. You know, it's
just think about the bigger picture.
The YouTube of Ike eating the mayonnaise sandwich live on this. Like, we need
Jay Wright on TV with your clothes.
Oh, Jay Wright? Yeah. How about that? Coach Wright?
Somebody suggests, oh, I forgot about Coach Wright wearing my clothes on TV. Oh, man, we had so much there. So somebody suggested on Twitter if we need a phrase for Tucker, tush push for Tucker, maybe. Maybe that's a winning phrase.
Yeah, no.
No.
You know, he doesn't want the tush push to have anything to do with
it. Get away from the baseball team. And it can't be Justin Tucker related because then he's be cooked. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about Deontay Johnson?
Yeah, already suspended for conduct detrimental to the team or something?
He didn't want to come in the game. He wouldn't go in the game Sunday, so they suspended him, the Ravens.
Well, you know, he's probably so pissed off because he got traded to, and we talk about wide receivers, right?
Yep.
He was on a bad, he was on Carolina, right?
Yep,
he was on a bad team, but at least they were throwing him the ball. He gets to Baltimore, he doesn't get thrown the ball at all.
Nope.
And they're winning. He doesn't get, Ben, we're winning,
they were winning,
generally.
Yeah.
He wouldn't go in the game.
Man, that is crazy.
You know, actually, before we get going, because we didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday, the guy on the Texans that got suspended for three games.
Azazir?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Now,
Azazir?
When I saw Runyon's statement, it wasn't just about this hit, I guess, is why he got suspended for three games.
Yeah, he has a history, yes.
I know when you first, I'm curious what you think here, because we didn't get a chance to talk about it. When you first watch that play, you're like, that's dirty play. How did he do that? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But then when you watch it again, and watch it in real time, not slow motion.
I'll shear.
When you watch that play and when it's not in slow motion,
yeah,
he goes down right at the end. These quarterbacks do this thing where they act like they're not going to go down.
Yeah.
And then
Kenny Pickett did it and scored a touchdown, I believe, in college.
The fake slide.
Yeah.
And when you think about it,
Josh Allen did it too.
If Lawrence hadn't gone down, he would have just hit him in the. It would have been a big hit, but it wouldn't have hit his head. When you watch that hit, when you saw it on the replay, what did you think of it?
He gone.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Do you think it was a dirty hit?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Put it this way. I think he could have avoided that much contact if he truly wanted to. But here's the thing. To your point, there is something to the quarterback. So I heard, I don't know if it was Foxworthy that said this or somebody else on ESPN said it. Might have been Rex Ryan. That it's not the defense's job to protect the quarterback. It's the quarterback's job to protect himself. So while he's trying to get as much yardage as he can, well, you got to think about protecting yourself. And if that means you got to go down sooner than you really want to, that's how you're going to protect yourself from getting hit. I just thought he slid late. I thought he slid a little late.
Yep.
But I thought it was early enough that if you're going in with the mindset that I'm not trying to hit the quarterback, you would have been able to kind of avoid him at the last minute.
So he was trying to blow him up whether he slid or didn't slide.
Yes, this is right. One of those where – because I've been there. This is one of those where the defender is running at him, and he's saying, you better get your bleep down. You better get down or she's about to get smashed.
Right.
And when you play around with it and you don't go down early enough, that's what happened. His track record hurt him. Reputation preceded. And then leading with the forearm is kind of what they looked at, too, because they're saying, okay, you went in there with your forearm, so you went to the head with the forearm. It's tough on him. I was actually, the reaction afterwards, you know, when the fights are breaking out and once the scrum is broken up, he's still trying to go after people and fight.
Right.
The Houston Texans player wouldn't leave the field in a timely manner. Like, to me, some of that played into it as well.
Yeah, it's funny, too, on a slide, if you just think about the mechanics of a slide, the last part of you to get down is your head.
Is your torso, yes.
Your head is the last thing that's up because your legs go down, then your butt and your torso goes down, and then finally your head.
Yep.
So it is unfair, I think, generally.
That was a vicious hit, boy.
Oh, my God. Ooh, God. Juan, you see him making the things with his arms.
The arms locked. Yeah.
I mean, that
I'm gonna tell you
sucks.
This. I would not want to see my quarterback get hit like that.
Oh, I can understand why the Jaguars.
Yes, I would not want to see my quarterback get hit like that.
And they just put him on IR like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, they did.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, so he's done for the year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he already had come back. He just came back from something.
So now they get Mac Jones for the rest of the year at Doug with his job on the line. So,
well.
Sure, that'll go well.
Yeah. Where's Doug going to be next year?
Here?
Yeah. Chris and Pensalkin, you're on WIP.
If Kellen Moore leaves.
The Marty Morningweg of the.
Who would you rather have?
Brad Childress.
Who would you rather have as your offensive coordinator, Doug or Dable?
Dable.
Ike?
Do we need Ken? Where's Ken from Finneminson?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because I'm not all that high on Doug's play designs either.
Right.
Well, we would have to know. We would have to know if Jalen and Dable had an issue at Alabama.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I believe Dable was the one that was instrumental in benching him in the national championship. So,
well,
really?
I believe so.
I mean,
so Dable's probably saying, I don't want that job.
Wait till he gets a podcast, and then we can find his takes on Jalen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good. Speaking of which, do we want to do...
What about Chip Kelly after Ohio State? They fall apart this year.
No, I don't think the Eagles are hiring Chip Kelly.
Yeah. That's one you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. Doug, I think they might... You know, the problem with hiring...
I can see Doug coming back.
You know, the problem with hiring a Doug or a Dable is that the minute... If you're just thinking about the atmosphere in town, the minute the Eagles lose two straight games, people are yelling for both those guys. Nobody here is yelling for Kellen Moore.
Well, there were at the beginning of the year.
But
until we turned into a running team.
Yeah. Well, and then you hear Kellen Moore talk, and you're like, that guy's not a head coach. But Dable like presents a head coach.
Yeah, he does.
You know, he's like, he's got that whole bravado or whatever.
The miserable offensive. Like, Dable versus Fangio.
Oh, the misery and
the miserable.
Oh, yeah, Dable wouldn't last.
No, yeah.
Nah. Well, he didn't. Wink Martindale. The Wink Martindale.
Well, but he was Wink's boss. He wouldn't be Wink's boss here.
Yeah, they'd be co-worker.
Yes.
Now, Frank Reich's contract might be up with the Panthers.
Oh, you know Frank will be back.
Come
man.
On, Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Come on, Frank. Frank Reich back.
I love that Frank back, man. Yeah. Get Carson in here.
That's a good dude right there, Frank Reich.
Yeah. I need Carson in Midnight Green one more time.
The question is, could Jalen handle Carson?
Carson as his backup.
Yeah. We know what happened with Carson.
Not with this show leading the charge.
Oh. Yeah, you guys. Turn me back into a Jalen guy. I was a Jalen guy when Carson was the starter.
Yes.
I don't know if that says something about me or what that says. Chris and Pensalkin, you're on WIP.
Hey, Now, no way you could heat deal with Carson coming back. But it would be the city would be lit up like old school, man. We're stoning people in the middle of the city. It would be great. Loving it. Loving it. Mufasa, I was a little upset at Mufasa with his stuff. Did you guys ever hear? Did you hear him with his?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, are you out of your mind? You're like a class act. I was like, that's some dirty ass stuff he did right there.
Yeah, but he's taking up for his player. Like he's in a tough spot. Yeah.
Yeah, I stick up for my kid until my kid comes home with a bag of cash and Elk says he robbed me. I go, yeah, he robbed you. Like,
you know what though, Chris? The GM stuck up for him too.
Yeah.
The GM
stuck
for him.
He was even more passionate. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have looked worse if Philadelphia if our organization would have did that. That would have been all over ESPN. They're animals. They yell at Santa Claus, blah, blah, blah.
Everybody crushed him for that. It's not like he didn't get in.
Yeah, he's been criticized.
He's been criticized for it.
That was a third move. Spike, we're playoff team, offensive team all day long and twice on Sunday, buddy. This is old school football. This is like Hoseburg Ramblers, Ron Hirsch Raiders, 2-5. Know who 2-5 was? Me. I had long tail out, I had hip pads hanging out, and I told him, I'm coming to your side, baby, 2-5, all day long.
I bet you were a problem
in
high school football,
you
for sure.
You were a tailback, Chris?
Yeah, I was a tailback in a safety band, and I told him the truth after every play, even if it wasn't true. I told him the mom was fat, their coach couldn't coach, and their sister couldn't ride a bike with their glasses on and her buck teeth hanging out of her mouth, and I'm coming to your side, baby.
Do you still have your varsity jacket, Chris?
Yeah, yes, I do. Yes, I do. In mom's closet, baby. Big V on it.
Love it.
A big V, and then my other shirt that said, I'm 2-5, baby. 2-5 coming all day long. But anyway, Spike, I'm telling you, the only way we lose this, if Kellen Moore craps the bed and doesn't come up with some creative plays.
What do you want him to do? How many times do you want him to run Saquon in the same three spots?
I don't need all that crazy stuff that Detroit stuff. Just come up with something that we haven't used. Bring it out of but like Andy used to use it on week one, and then you're like, we didn't do that play. Then week 16, we're doing it. I'm like,
bro,
like
Andy
you,
had Donovan
you,
McNabb. Andy had Donovan McNabb who could... Look.
Let me help you out. We know what we are, and I hate to say it, and Ike, you know me, I give props. You gave the props. You said it like a few weeks ago. We are the Dallas Cowboys of with Troy Aikman and Emmitt.
Yes. Yep.
That's all we got to do, baby.
Yep.
It was 30 years ago, Chris.
So what, man? Guess what? Remember when your parents told you went to school? My parents, because I didn't do too good in school, so they said, remember two things. History, because it repeats itself. And numbers, and numbers don't lie. Now I own all kinds of wash and fold and laundry mats, and I listen to you guys, and I drink lagers, and I drink some nice fine wine.
Here it
comes.
It's
all good. It's gonna repeat itself, man. We're going to the dance. Yo, we got to get Broads some more time. I like TD, but cut a couple days out of him. Put Broads on, man. TD's on too long. I'm fucking riding, man.
Chris, give us a fight. Give us a fight.
I'm afraid to hear this.
Yeah. I think this is, and you can double check with them. I think he might come on at 6 o'clock. No, that's tomorrow night. I think it was in the 80s. I think it was 83 to be exact. Down the Palm, me and my brother hanging out. His attorney's on the table over, Chucky Peruto, and your dad yapping at him, yapping. I remember Lindros.
That was later than 83.
That was in the 90s.
Yeah, that was in the 90s. Yeah,
Chucky choked him out at the table, man. It was the best. But your dad didn't run. I give him credit. He got the ass kicked. He got felt the ass, but he took it like a champ, felt the ass. Yo, just remember, if I don't steal your soul, I'm going to put my teeth in your forehead. Go Birds. Have a blessed day.
Who has more intense phone calls, Rios or Chris in Pennsylvania?
Rios, but that is, if you were to clip a call and put it on national TV and say, here's what people WIP, think of as a WIP caller, it is that caller right there.
High school football.
Yeah, well, I don't care if we throw the ball or not. This is smash mouth football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to run down their throat. What are they going to do about it?
Make them stop us.
Yeah. Dude, let me tell you this. I don't want to, if we lose in the playoffs, because we can't throw the ball, and people blame friggin' Kellen Moore, I am going.
No, they're going to blame Jalen.
Okay. All right.
You can believe that.
Kellen Moore can
not
throw
on
the...
this show.
All right.
I was going to say, yeah, with you guys leading the charge. Yeah. We know Jalen's not escaping this.
Oh, man. I can just imagine how red-faced I'll be with steam coming out of my ears. I'll give up by mid 3 o'clock hour.
Meanwhile, Kellen Moore is like, hold on. I came here to enhance my chances of getting a coaching job.
We took the bye. Sirianni told me we're running the same five runs every day. And this is my fault.
Baldy said it's five plays.
Five plays.
So it's not that hard to call out.
Yeah. I could write it down right here. Oh, great. That makes me super confident. Oh, yeah, this will be fine. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
The other teams haven't seen them. If you can call them out, there's no way they can. All right. Well, we haven't done Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings in a couple weeks. We had the whole catastrophe when we tried to put Howard on the panel, and then we had Holiday last week. So we have our first Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings in 2 weeks. Coming up next, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us every Wednesday at 4 is our friend Brian Baldinger. Baldy's Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, how are we feeling?
I feel fantastic, guys.
We're good too, man.
Pretty good, brother.
We're pretty good. So we heard Lane Johnson say after the game that Roquan Smith was calling out a lot of their plays during the Eagles-Ravens game. We also talked to Jordan Mailata, who mentioned that in the first quarter, they were doing things, the Ravens were doing things that made it tougher for them to block the way that they were, that they had been blocking previously, that sort of frustrated them a little bit. Is there a worry in your mind, given that there's not a ton of diversity in their offense and they're so run heavy, that this is an offense that will eventually stall potentially in the playoffs?
I've seen that before where the opponent calls out plays that you run, and they did it last year to the Eagles repeatedly. You heard from around the league. But, I mean, I could draw up this run game of the Eagles in 5 minutes. It's not complicated. I mean, the same play that Saquon ran for a touchdown in the fourth quarter, 25 yards, Jalen ran the exact same play himself, the play before, for 11 yards. Like it's not really – I mean, you just have to stop it, and teams haven't been able to stop it. So I don't think there was a big concern. You'll have, 17 games to take to study and figure out how to stop it. We, Baltimore is about as talented up front as there is in trying to stop, a run game. And they had a hard time stopping it, especially in the second half. So I guess it's a concern. You want to kind of try to evolve and find new wrinkles and things that teams have to prepare for. And it's the time to do that. I don't think they have to just run the same five run plays over and over again. I think there's some wrinkles that you can add to it to diversify a little bit.
I guess the concern be concern being if they don't have to, if there's less for the other team to prepare for, they have a better chance of stopping it. I think in the most simple way of saying it.
Yeah. I mean, look, they have the best offensive line in football. I mean, they're leaning on that right now. And they've got, a candidate to be the MVP of this whole league, handing it off to it. And you've got a quarterback that's not turning the ball over. I mean, it's a pretty good formula. So you kind of say, like, you don't really need to screw this up. They're running it 57 or 58% of the time. I haven't seen this since Rex Ryan was coaching the Jets, like this type of imbalance right now. But it's good for the Eagles. So, like, the shift in this league is real. Okay, we're going to run heavy league, and the teams that are running it right now are winning. Detroit's running it more than they throw it. Washington is. Detroit, Minnesota is at that spot right now. Yeah. Like, there's a real emphasis on it right now. I don't see a whole lot of teams. Like, the Rams are a good defense. They looked helpless to stop the run, 2 weeks ago in L.A. So they'll get tested. I mean, Pittsburgh will give them a good test, in a few weeks. Washington will give them a pretty good test up front. So they'll get tested and find out if it's good enough to go into the playoffs with it.
Baldy, I look at this team, and obviously the offense gets a lot of attention. You just mentioned Saquon and what he's been doing all year, and hopefully he can win that MVP and rush for 2,000 yards, and they deserve all that attention. I look at the defensive side of this ball team, Baldy, and, man, I'm so thoroughly impressed with what they've been doing and how they've been able to sustain this. Talk a little bit about the complementary football this team is playing, because when you look at the offense playing a ball possession or time of possession, ball control offense, you really can only do that if you have a defense that's not giving up points also. So I think the way we're playing defense allows us to stick with the way we're playing offense as well.
Well, it's rare in today's game that you ever say anything that I'm going to say right now. Mm. They are a great tackling team. Mm. Like, I mean, it doesn't even fit in today's game where teams are a great tackling team. Like, but it's a great tackling team. And part of it is they are not blowing assignments. And so they know where their leverage is. They know where their help is. They know what gap they're supposed to be in. The two rookies are great tacklers in the open field. We saw examples of it throughout the game on Sunday night. The linebacking core has been fixed. They're excellent, though, at it. Mm-hmm. Somehow, I don't know how Jalen Carter does it. Like, he's playing every single snap in his games. Like, no defensive line. Maybe Max Crosby at end is.
It's unheard of. Yeah.
Playing every snap. He's playing every snap right now. And I would be a little bit concerned that he might wear out. He doesn't look like it. He does look exhausted at the end of these games. But I'd try to give that guy a blow here or there, coming down the stretch right now.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how much longer he can keep it up, but I love the fact that he's willing to do it. He's out there. He's not taking plays off. Man, that, he has truly become already the best player on that side of the football. But this is leadership stuff that I'm seeing from Jalen Carter that he's doing this year, and that bodes well for the future. Let me talk about his defensive tackle mate and what he did in that game Sunday against Baltimore. I thought it was Jordan Davis' best game of the season, Baldy. How'd you look at the way Jordan Davis played Sunday night?
Well, he clogs things up in the middle, and that's where they want to attack you. They want to attack you in the middle, and he's going up against a guy that, Patrick McCarr, he probably outweighs him by 80 pounds. it's physically, it's a mismatch, and so he took advantage of it. I mean, Patrick McCarr is, like, he's in there at guard because they obviously don't have anybody better right now or healthier. But he's really a piano man. He's really just a backup player. But, that doesn't matter. I mean, the Ravens came in with a pretty potent rushing attack, and I thought Jordan played well, Ike. I mean, I saw what you saw. And, it's good. I think there's a lot of peer pressure right now to pick up your game, to play hard,
yes,
to play to the whistle, to, effort to the ball. I mean, because you don't want to be that guy that Vic Fangio is calling out in the meeting room for not showing effort or technique so I think part of that is, but all good defensive players that want to turn their careers around, peer pressure is probably the biggest driving force there.
Yep.
How do you think they, it was more Nolan Smith snaps without Brandon Graham. Jalix Hunt got in there too. How do you think they did replacing BG?
Nolan's coming alive, man. He's coming alive. Like, he's more than just a guy that's got, a quick twitch to him. Like, he's getting to the ball. He put a hit on Derrick Henry the other day. I thought he broke him in half. In fact, he was about as slow as you see Derrick Henry getting up off the ground. Like, he really put his buck right into his rib cage on that shot. He buckled him good. He's showing up now.
Yep.
Nolan's coming around. I mean, it's take these guys some time, and they started Bryce Huff to start the season. That didn't work out. It gave Nolan Smith a chance to go play, and now he's taking advantage of it. And he's kind of figuring it out. He's involved out there. He's not a liability. He's not a weakness right now.
So we have the Panthers on Sunday. I think Eagles are 12-point favorites or something like that. But they have been playing well. Last few games have all been decided by a field goal. Is there anything to worry about? Like, when you watch the Panthers, is this just the luck of the draw that they've been better? Or are they actually better? And is this a team that could put a scare into the Eagles on Sunday?
I don't think they're going to put a scare, but I mean, they should have beaten Tampa the other day, and we know what Tampa did to the Eagles. But they have been playing better. The quarterback has played better since he came in there and took over. They had a 2-game streak going, and then they lost by a field goal to Kansas City. They took Tampa to overtime last week. They could have won it in regulation. They intercepted Baker twice in the second half. Mm-hmm. They had trouble, obviously. When you look at Bucky Irving, a kid ran right through the defense in the second half, and they didn't look particularly well-suited to stop it. And so I would think that Saquon could be licking his chops when you look at the run defense. But Adam Thielen's back in the lineup. He makes a difference. They got a couple places to go with the ball. Chuba Hubbard has been a quality back for much of this year, at least the first half. He was a third leading rusher in this league, and they had a good offensive line. Like, I think if you want to watch a game within a game, watch Robert Hunt, the right guard, against Jalen Carter. I think that's going to be a fun matchup to watch in this game.
All right, Baldy. Well, I can tell you this. After when we got to that that bye week after that Tampa game, none of us saw 8 straight wins and this Eagles team coming. So it's been a lot of fun to watch over here. Hopefully they keep it up. We appreciate you as always.
Thanks,
Mike. All right, Baldy.
There he is. Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, hosts the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Very disappointed for Hellman's that they don't get the triple-decker mayonnaise sandwich with Ike.
It would have been a great marketing opportunity.
I really wanted.
And you know me, I can be bought.
Yes.
No problem at all.
Well, for me, I'm disappointed the Phillies didn't get Juan Soto, but I think we all know my favorite team is the afternoon show. And I'm always looking at this. This is my, people say, what's your number one team? Is it Phillies, Eagles? Nah, my number one team is this right here. And the idea of me having to get that stupid tattoo of Jack, of us having to bully.
You had already bought into everything. Oh, yeah, yes. You were ready to go.
Well, I'm imagining when we have to take Jill to dinner with Jack, where we explain to Jill.
Yeah. I have to be Juan.
We're setting up a GoFundMe. It's going to pay for maybe almost his first year of college. Yeah. You know, it's just
disappointing. Think about the bigger picture.
The YouTube of Ike eating the mayonnaise sandwich live on this. Like, we need
Jay Wright on TV with your clothes.
Oh, Jay Wright? Yeah. How about that? Coach Wright?
Somebody suggests, oh, I forgot about Coach Wright wearing my clothes on TV. Oh, man, we had so much there. So somebody suggested on Twitter if we need a phrase for Tucker, tush push for Tucker, maybe. Maybe that's a winning phrase.
Yeah, no.
No.
Well, you know, he doesn't want the tush push to have anything to do with
it. Get away from the baseball team. And it can't be Justin Tucker related because then he's be cooked. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Deontay Johnson?
Yeah, already suspended for conduct detrimental to the team or something.
He didn't want to come in the game. He wouldn't go in the game Sunday, so they suspended him, the Ravens.
Well, you know, he's probably so pissed off because he got traded to, and we talk about wide receivers, right?
Yep.
He was on a bad, he was on Carolina, right?
Yep,
he was on a bad team, but at least they were throwing him the ball. He gets to Baltimore, he doesn't get thrown the ball at all.
Nope.
And they're winning. He doesn't get, Ben, we're winning, I
they
guess,
were
generally.
Winning. Yeah.
Yeah. He wouldn't go in the game.
Man, that is crazy.
You know, actually, before we get going, because we didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday, the guy on the Texans that got suspended for three games.
Azazir?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Now,
Azazir?
When I saw Runyon's statement, it wasn't just about this hit, I guess, is why he got suspended for three games.
Yeah, he has a history, yes.
I know I'm curious what you think here, because we didn't get a chance to talk about it. When you first watch that play, you're like, that's dirty play. How did he do that? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then when you watch it again, and watch it in real time, not slow motion. When you watch that play and when it's not in slow motion, he goes down right at the end. These quarterbacks do this thing where they act like
they're
not going to go down.
Yeah.
And then
Kenny Pickett did it and scored a touchdown, I believe, in college.
The fake slide. And when you think about it,
Josh Allen did it too.
If Lawrence hadn't gone down, he would have just hit him in the. It would have been a big hit, but it wouldn't have hit his head. When you watched that hit, when you saw it on the replay, what did you think of it?
He gone.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah. Yeah. I mean,
do you think it was a dirty hit?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Put it this way. I think he could have avoided that much contact if he truly wanted to. But here's the thing. To your point, there is something to the quarterback. I heard, I don't know if it was Foxworthy that said this or somebody else on ESPN said it. Might have been Rex Ryan, that it's not the defense's job to protect the quarterback. It's the quarterback's job to protect himself. So while he's trying to get as much yardage as he can, well, you got to think about protecting yourself. And if that means you got to go down sooner than you really want to, that's how you're going to protect yourself from getting hit. I just thought he slid late. I thought he slid a little late.
Yep.
But I thought it was early enough that if you're going in with the mindset that I'm not trying to hit the quarterback, you would have been able to kind of avoid him at the last minute.
So he was trying to blow him up whether he slid or didn't slide.
Yes, this is one of those where, because I've been there, this is one of those where the defender is running at him and he's saying, you better get your bleep down. You better get down or she's about to get smashed.
Right.
And when you play around with it and you don't go down early enough, that's what happened. His track record hurt him. Reputation preceded. And then leading with the forearm is kind of what they looked at, too, because they're saying, okay, you went in there with your forearm, so you went to the head with the forearm. It's tough on him. I was actually, the reaction afterwards, you know, when the fights are breaking out, and once the scrum is broken up, he's still trying to go after people and fight.
Right.
The Houston Texans player wouldn't leave the field in a timely manner. Like, to me, some of that played into it as well.
Yeah, it's funny, too, on a slide. If you just think about the mechanics of a slide, the last part of you to get down is your head.
Is your torso, yes.
Your head is the last thing that's up because your legs go down, then your butt and your torso goes down, and then finally your head.
Yep.
So it is unfair, I think, generally.
That was a vicious hit, Wall.
Oh, my God. Ooh, God. Juan, you see him making the things with his arms.
The arms locked. Yeah.
I mean, that I'm gonna tell you sucks.
This. I would not want to see my quarterback get hit like that.
Oh, I can understand why the Jaguars.
Yes, I would not want to see my quarterback get hit like that.
And they just put him on IR like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, they did.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, so he's done for the year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he already had come back. He just came back from something.
So now they get Mac Jones for the rest of the year with Doug with his job on the line. So, I'm sure that'll go well.
Yeah. Where's Doug going to be next year?
Here.
Yeah. Chris and Penn Salk and
If Kellen Moore leaves.
The Marty Morningweg of the...
Who would you rather have?
Brad Childress.
Who would you rather have as your offensive coordinator, Doug or Dable?
Dable.
Ike?
Do we need Ken? Where's Ken from Cinnaminson?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because I'm not all that high on Doug's play designs either.
Right. Well, we would have to know. We would have to know if Jalen and Dable had an issue at Alabama.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I believe Dable was the one that was instrumental in benching him in the national championship. So,
really?
I believe so.
I mean,
so Dable's probably saying, I don't want that job.
Wait till he gets a podcast, and then we can find his takes on Jalen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good. Speaking of which, do we want to do...
What about Chip Kelly after Ohio State? They fall apart this year.
No, I don't think the Eagles are hiring Chip Kelly.
Yeah. That's one you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. Doug, I think they might... You know, the problem with hiring...
I can see Doug coming back.
You know, the problem with hiring a Doug or a Dable is that the minute... If you're just thinking about the atmosphere in town, the minute the Eagles lose two straight games, people are yelling for both those guys. Nobody here is yelling for Kellen Moore. Like I.
Well, there were at the beginning of the year.
At the beginning of the year. But
yeah, until we turned into a running team.
Yeah. Well, and then you hear Kellen Moore talk, and you're like, that guy's not a head coach. But Dable like presents a head coach.
Yeah, he does.
You know, he's like, he's got that whole bravado or whatever.
The miserable offensive. Like, Dable versus Fangio.
Oh, the misery and
the miserable.
Oh, yeah, Dable wouldn't last.
No, yeah.
Nah. Well, he didn't. Wink Martindale. Yeah, the Wink Martindale.
Well, but he was Wink's boss. He wouldn't be Wink's boss here.
Yeah, they'd be co-worker.
Yes.
Now, Frank Reich's contract might be up with the Panthers.
Oh, you know Frank will be back.
Come
man.
On, Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Come on, Frank. Frank Reich back.
I love that Frank back, man. Yeah. Get Carson in here.
That's a good dude right there, Frank Reich.
Yeah. I need Carson in Midnight Green one more time.
The question is, could Jalen handle Carson?
Carson as his backup.
Yeah. We know what happened with Carson.
Not with this show leading the charge.
Oh. Yeah, you guys. Turn me back into a Jalen guy. I was a Jalen guy when Carson was the starter.
Yes.
I don't know if that says something about me or what that says. Chris and Penn Salkin, you're on WIP.
Hey, now, Clark, no way you could heat deal with Carson coming back. But it would be if the city be lit up like old school, man. We're stoning people in the middle of the city. It'd be great. Loving it. Mufasa, I was a little upset of Mufasa with his stuff. Did you guys ever hear? Did you hear him with his?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, dude, are you out of your mind? You're like a class act. I was like, that's some dirty ass stuff he did right there.
Yeah, but he's taking up for his player. Like he's in a tough spot. Yeah.
Yeah, I stick up for my kid until my kid comes home with a bag of cash and Ike says he robbed me. I go, yeah, he robbed you. Like,
you know what though, Chris? The GM stuck up for him too.
Yeah.
The GM
he was
stuck
even
for
more
him.
Passionate.
It
yeah.
It would have looked worse if Philadelphia was if our organization would have did that. That would have been all over ESPN. They're animals. They yell at Santa Claus, blah, blah, blah.
Well, but hold on. Everybody crushed him for that. It's not like he didn't get in.
Yeah, he's been criticized.
He's been criticized for it.
That was a third move. Spike, for playoff team, offensive team, all day long and twice on Sunday. Buddy, this is old school football. This is like Hoseburg Ramblers, Ron Hurst Raiders, 2-5. Know who 2-5 was? Me. I had long tail out. I had hip pads hanging out. And I told him, I'm coming your side, baby. 2-5 all day long.
I bet you were a problem
with
high school football.
You,
for
you
sure.
were a tailback, Chris?
Yeah, I was a tailback in a safety band. And I told him the truth after every play, even if it wasn't true. I told him the mom was fat. Their coach couldn't coach. And her sister couldn't ride a bike with her glasses on and her buck teeth hanging out of her mouth. And I'm coming your side, baby.
Do you still have your varsity jacket, Chris?
Yeah, yes, I do. Yes, I do in Mom's Closet, baby. Big V on it.
Love it.
A big V, and then I had a shirt that said, I'm 2'5", baby. 2'5", coming all day long. But anyway, Spike, I'm telling you, the only way we lose this, if Kellen Moore craps the bed and doesn't come up with some creative plays.
Creative plays? What do you want him to do? How many times do you want him to run Saquon in the same three spots?
I don't need all that crazy stuff that Detroit's up. Just come up with something that we haven't used. Bring it out of but like Andy used to use it on week one, and then you're like, we didn't do that play. Then week 16, we're doing it. I'm like,
bro, Andy had Donovan McNabb. Andy had Donovan McNabb who could
look. Let me help you out. We know what we are, and I hate to say it, and like you know me, I give props. You gave the price. You said it like a few weeks ago. We are the Dallas Cowboys of with Troy Aikman and Emmitt.
Yes. Smith. Yep.
That's all we got to do, baby. Yep.
It was 30 years ago, Chris.
So what, man? Guess what? Remember when your parents told you went to school? My parents, because I didn't do too good in school, so they said, remember two things. History, because it repeats itself, and numbers don't lie. Now I own all kinds of wash and fold and laundromats, and I listen to you guys, and I drink lagers, and I drink some nice fine wine.
Here it
comes.
It's
all good. It's gonna repeat itself, man. We're going to the dance. Yo, we got to get Broads some more time. I like TD, but cut a couple days out of him. Put Broads on, man. TD's on too long. I'm from Friday, man.
Chris, give us a fight. Give us a fight.
I'm afraid to hear this.
Yeah. I think this is, and you can double check with him. I think he might come on at 6 o'clock. No, that's tomorrow night. I think it was in the 80s. I think it was 83 to be exact. Down the Palm, me and my brother hanging out. His attorney's on the table over, Chucky Peruto. And your dad yapping at him, yapping. I remember Lindros.
That was later than 83.
That was in the 90s.
Yeah, that was in the 90s.
Yeah, Chucky choked him out at the table, man. It was the best. But your dad didn't run. I give him credit. He got the ass kicked. He got belt the ass, but he took it like a champ, belt the ass. Yo, just remember, if I don't steal your soul, I'm going to put my teeth in your forehead. Go Birds. Have a blessed day.
That was who has more intense phone calls, Rios or Chris and Pencil?
Rios, but that is, if you were to clip a call and put it on national TV and say, here's what people think of as a WIP caller, it is that caller right there.
High school football.
Yeah, well, I don't care if we throw the ball or not. This is smash mouth football.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're just going to run down their throat. What are they going to do about it?
Make them stop us.
Yeah. Dude, let me tell you this. I don't want to, if we lose in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Because we can't throw the ball. And people blame friggin' Kellen Moore. I am going...
No, they're going to blame Jalen.
Okay. All right.
You can believe that.
Kellen Moore can
not
throw
on this show.
All right.
I was going to say, yeah, with you guys leading the charge. Yeah. We know Jalen's not escaping this.
Oh, man. I can just imagine how red-faced I'll be with steam coming out of my ears. I'll give up by mid 3 o'clock hour.
Meanwhile, Kellen Moore is like, hold on. I came here to enhance my chances of getting a coaching job.
We took the bye. Sirianni told me we're running the same five runs every day. And this is
Baldy,
my fault.
Baldy said it's five plays.
Five plays.
So it's not that hard to call out?
Yeah. I could write it down right here. Oh, great. That makes me super confident. Oh, yeah, this will be fine. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
The other teams haven't seen them. If you can call them out, there's no way they can. All right. Well, we haven't done Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings in a couple weeks. We had the whole catastrophe when we tried to put Howard on the panel. Yeah, and then we had Holiday last week. So we have our first Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings in 2 weeks coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.